Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four, engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products, we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2021 roster of Joe Shimoda, Cameron McAdoo, Austin Forkner, Jordan Smith, and Seth Hamaker. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit. We race.
Pro Circuit Pulpcast, Houston 1, Adam Cincirillo. Adam, we are. I don't even know why I need to call you, because us experts already broke down your race on the ride home. So we already know how it's gonna go. But our analysis of your race is you should be happy. Yes, Marv got you for the podium spot, but as you've told us, you lost some time on the bike, and you're not 100% on the game. 110%, as Trey Kennard would say. So
yeah,
take the fourth and go on to Tuesday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was telling you before, and maybe in between the two Loretta's rounds, I was joking about going 8-8 and just having a super quiet day when nobody really knows I'm out there. And I probably had the quietest day of my career today, I feel like. I didn't feel great in practice. Didn't feel too good. I think it was like 9th and 7th, and then just slowly kind of got better as the day went on. And I think obviously I left some, on the table, and like I told you guys last week on your show, the lack of riding time, and then just still the symptoms, the ongoing symptoms of the whole arm thing, especially tonight. The track was really choppy and the ruts and the turns, and it was kind of definitely causing me some problems, but it's going to get better over time. And I think I think I made some good moves and felt pretty happy with the night.
Right. Very aggressive. Not very aggressive. Aggressive move by Marv. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we were aggressive with each other. Right in the beginning of the race there, after the finish line, he saw me coming and he like really darted left. So
that's true.
It kind of made me a little bit mad. And so I ran him pretty high, and we definitely raced each other aggressive, but, I don't think anything too far, too far out of line. He gave me some room, didn't just plow me. And that's what I'm all about. Like, as long as you don't head on me, and just be stupid about it, I can respect, aggressive racing. So,
yeah, like come in, well, make some contact, but then make the turn, get out of here, make the turn. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to have some purpose behind it. Right. Like, I think the head on stuff, I'm just not into.
Tricky track, ruddy, soft, like more than I thought it would be, for sure.
Yeah, it really was. And I think anything's difficult when you do 28 laps or, whatever we did. The track broke down quite a bit. Even a basic rhythm section, like before the mechanics area, that little three thing, it was getting so chewed out in the bottom. And so the bike and the pitch of the bike off the face is changing every couple laps. So, it was difficult. Track was difficult, short. A little bit weird, to be honest.
Didn't see the AC balls out speed in qualifying. Like you said, quiet day. Yeah. Just a quiet Adam Cincirillo day.
I felt terrible in practice, to be honest, bad. Like I felt so bad. It's one of those days where you go out there and you think you put in a pretty good lap and you're still like 6th or 7th on the board. And it's like, come on, but I think, it was still pretty close. It was a short track, and I haven't raced the 450. I raced Tampa, but beyond that, I haven't raced these Houston Arlington type tracks, kind of tackier, smaller stadium floors.
So yeah.
It's definitely the tightness on the bigger bike is something I could be better at anyway, and something I think I need to get used to a bit more.
Yeah, I never thought of that, right? Because it's a football one, so you haven't done a lot of these that way.
Right. Yeah, it's weird. Like Houston and Dallas, they both have pretty big floors, but the pad is all the where they put the tray is always pretty small for some reason. But whatever.
Did I miss you doing the quad, or did you not do it?
Which one?
After the finish.
No, I didn't do it. I 3-1 a couple times in the main, but I didn't do it. It wasn't a quad type day for me.
just not today. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wasn't really feeling the airtime. I was just like, I'll take what I can get here. 2-2.
Right. That happens. Thanks for doing this. I'll let you get back to your Chipotle. Good job. I'll see you on Tuesday, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Bye.